Today's quotation for aspiration is from Shinran Shonin's Wasan Hymn for the Power of Compassion. When the water, the minds and hearts, good and evil of ordinary beings, have entered the vast ocean of Amida's compassionate vow, they are immediately transformed into the minds and hearts of great compassion. Good morning, friends. How time flies. It's already August. I hope you are enjoying this summer season with your family. The month of August each year is a special month for me personally. As some of you may know, I was born and raised in Hiroshima. When I was 4 years old, my hometown was totally devastated by the first atom bomb. Many innocent people perished in the extensive heat and powerful blast of the atom bomb. This took place on August 6, 1945. By the end of that year, almost 140,000 people died with a serious injury and leukemia caused by the blast, heat, and radiation from the atom bomb. The negative impact is still being felt even today by many citizens. Therefore, people in Hiroshima are yearning for peace, and they want the nuclear threat come to an end. These pure and earnest sentiments are appealed at the annual Peace Memorial Service held in front of the Peace Monument. August is a special month for me because of this annual peace ceremony. For me, August 6th is a peace day. This year, Ms. Caroline Kennedy, the new U.S. ambassador to Japan, is attending the ceremony. As I remember, her father, John F. Kennedy, said, "War is created in the mind, therefore peace must be created in the mind." These words are true even today. I grew up in the unfortunate living condition after World War II, and yet I learned spiritual way of life from my family and school teachers. Hiroshima is my root and spiritual root because I learned Jodo Shinshu there. That is, human minds and hearts which are limited and finite and sometimes very dangerous are transformed into the minds and hearts of great compassion. One sure way through which peace is realized in each person is to receive spiritual source. In Jodo Shin Buddhism, that is Amida's great compassion, known as Nyurai no Daihi in Japanese. Shinran Shonin used the metaphor of a river and the ocean to explain how great compassion works in our lives and the spiritual source of peace is found within. Let me cite again Shinran Shonin's words from Wasan. When the water, the minds and hearts, good and evil of ordinary mind, have entered the vast ocean of Amida's compassionate vow, they are immediately transformed into the minds and hearts of great compassion. Our Hawaiian islands are surrounded by the vast and beautiful ocean. We often see that when the waters or rivers enter the ocean, they come one with the clean ocean water. 800 years ago, Shinran Shonin saw the same working of ocean in northern Japan. In the ocean water, he saw the power to accept all waters without any discriminations. So he must have said, "Wow." Thus, the river and the ocean water became the imagery of faith that illustrates spiritual source of peace. In our Jodo Shinshu path, we see ourselves as water which is defiled with humanness. And we see the ocean water accepting the defiled water to make it one in taste with ocean water of Amida's great compassion. How are we aspire to attain peace in the realization of our oneness with minds and hearts of great compassion? I like to cite the story of my grandmother. In the aftermath of the atom bomb blast in August 1945, my grandmother, Mayumi Sanmi, was determined to work to reestablish her family life. I was proud to see her for her ability to listen to the neighbors and temple members with love and care. She was able to provide guidance for the members' interpersonal relationships in the time of change in values. She asked the five grandchildren to listen to the teachings at Sunday school services and practice the Dharma. Because she herself was always listening to the teachings, she was very convincing. When I became a teenager, I started to see Mayumi's humanness. While she was responsible for the finances of the whole operation of the family and the temple, she became nervous at the end of the month. Sometimes she did not have enough cash income to pay for the 4 to 5 charge accounts. At such times, when some grandchildren didn't listen to her, she became impatient and she showed her anger in words. She said that she will get out of this place. This happened once a year or so. Mayumi realized that her love and hard work had limitations. Her minds and heart were the defiled water of water. When I came to Hawaii in 1965, I remembered what Mayumi did after becoming so mad. In the late afternoon of the day at 6 o'clock, when she sat in front of her family shrine for daily evening prayer, she was able to see her inner being. Seeing her own self reflected in the mirror of truth in the Butsudan, Mayumi divulged her heart and said, "How shameful I am. I didn't have to become angry, but I did." Moments later, she remembered that Amida's compassionate vow to save such a person of blind desire had been fulfilled already. So she said, "How grateful I am." For me, Amida Buddha became the name that called to reach my heart and mind. And the punctuation was always uttering of Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namanda Butsu. Once she recognized her own self as a river that was accepted by the ocean water of mind and heart of Amida's great compassion, Mayumi was able to see others as rivers that were also connected to the ocean water. In other words, she became very fair to people. Then she became again active in relating to others with kindness and love. Mayumi, who was in her late 50s at that time, taught me this dynamic working of Nembutsu through her life and many examples when I was a youngster in Hiroshima. She taught me that Amida's mind and heart of great compassion is the spiritual source of peace. Today, we seek sources of peace in religious traditions. Most of them say, "Believe in our God, the supernatural power, then you are saved. Achieve mindfulness through precepts and meditation, you are in peace." These requirements are the conditions for peace in most of the religions. Jodo Shinshu, however, teaches that we are already connected by the ocean of great compassion. So, let us awaken to this unconditional love and compassion and live in the Nembutsu, as Shinran Shonin said in his letter, I quote, those who feel their birth is completely settled should, mindful of the Buddha's benevolence, hold the Nembutsu in their hearts and say it to respond in gratitude to the benevolence with a wish, may there be peace in the world and may the Buddha's teaching spread, end quote. Namo Amida Butsu.